This Cosmos is Shahab declaring history and physical examination on Rosalind Wodarski, W-O-D-A-R-S-K-I, Rosalind, R-O-S-A-L-I-N-D, date of birth is 7/31/1949, date of service is 1/18/2022. Miss Wodarski is a very pleasant 72-year-old female with history of hyperlipidemia, depression, thyroid disease, obesity, and degenerative joint disease, history of breast cancer, admitted to the hospital after she suffered a fall. She tripped and fell. She was brought to the emergency room because she was having significant pain, was unable to ambulate herself. She denied any loss of consciousness or hitting her head. She was seen in the emergency room. This time x-rays done showed left distal femur fracture. Orthopedics was consulted. Patient was admitted to the hospital. CT of the femur was obtained, which confirmed the fracture. Patient had open reduction in thermal fixation. Patient was subsequently doing better. She was ambulated in the hospital with the help of physical therapy. She denied any. She was doing much better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she states that she is feeling better. She denies any pain at rest. She does complaints of pain and discomfort with ambulation. She or changing position. She denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hyperlipidemia, thyroid disease, degenerative joint disease, breast cancer, history of depression, endometrial hyperplasia, obesity, and DJD. Past surgical history has been significant for hysterectomy, mastectomy, and hip surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications, reviewed and as documented in the EMR, review of system, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, no history of congestive heart failure, does have history of hyperlipidemia. respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied urinary, no complaints, neurological, denied any history of focal numbness or weakness in the arms or legs, no history of TIE or CVA. Musculoskeletal, complaints of pain, history of fall, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, general appearance was normal, HENT examination was normal, people's vehicle ran and reactive to light, external claw movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, minimal edema, left lower extremity. Left hip wound with dressing in place. Impression, number one, left hip fracture. Next, history of fall. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, depression. Next, degenerative joint disorder. Transplant, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Continue current medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Dorothy Tabachi, T-A-B-A-C-H-K-I, Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Date of birth is 8-23-1921. Date of service is 1-18-2022. Ms. Tabachi is seen in her room today. Ms. Tabachi is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she is doing well. She is pleasantly confused. She does complain of some cough. Okay, she does get some shortness of breath. She denies any complaints of any fever or chills, denies any pain with deep inspiration, denies any nausea or vomiting, she denies any diarrhea. She otherwise has been feeling well. No other complaints. She has been working with physical therapy and ambulating with help. On examination, general appearance was normal, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was diminished breath sounds in the basis, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, bilateral infiltrate, next history of mycobacterial infection. Next, right hip fracture, status post-surgery. Next, metabolic encephalopathy. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient as well as daughter about her symptoms. Chest x-ray results were reviewed. We did show bilateral infiltrates. I have started her on Zithromax, 500 milligrams once a day. She will use Proventil inhaler, will continue other medications, incentive is spirometry, continue other medications, continue to work with physical and occupational therapy. Labs were also reviewed, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Elizabeth Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. Date of birth is 9-9-1956. Date of service is 1-18-2022. Ms. Smith is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's laying in her bed. She said that she's been doing well. She does complaints of discomfort in her neck as well as back. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, multiple sclerosis, next spastic paraplegia, next neurogenic bladder, next anemia, next depressive disorder, next chronic constipation. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be stable. Will continue current medications. Will check routine labs. Continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Claudia O'Green, O-G-R-E-E-N. Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Date of birth is 9/14/1952. Date of service is 1/18/2022. Miss O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she is doing well. She was diagnosed with COVID. She did receive the monoclonal antibody. She was in isolation. She is doing much better. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She has some occasional cough. She denies any complaints of any body aches. She does complaints of feeling a little tired, denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, COVID infection, next history of diabetes mellitus, next bipolar disorder, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next morbid obesity, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better and improving. Will continue current medications. Will monitor her progress. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. Will check routine labs, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Mary Lutz, L-U-T-Z, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 3/9/1942. Date of service. Date of service is 1/18/2022. Miss Lutz is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She was diagnosed with COVID. Pneumonia was sent. Patient was transferred to the hospital because of the COVID pneumonia. She was treated with the steroids, was doing better, was admitted back to the hospital. She has been in isolation. She was doing better. She is presently denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, status post-COVID pneumonia. Next, Parkinson's disease. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, dementia. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, hypertension. Hyperlipidemia, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. Will continue current medications. Will check routine labs. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.